Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome to the Pigpen. This is the place for all things great in sports history, and we are going to talk some great sports today for this August 19th. But before we do, I just want to remind you that we have a newsletter that comes out each and every day telling you everything that's coming out of the Pigpen and also some things from our friends. We have what's coming on Pigskin Dispatch, the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, what's coming on the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast, this podcast you're listening to right now, and the Jersey Dispatch website. So we have some great articles coming out there too, as well as Orville Mulligan, our fine audio drama that we do with our friend Oz Davis of Number 80 Productions, and our friends at the Sports History Network, what they have coming out on their site as well. It is oh so easy to do. Just go to the show notes of this very podcast and click the link that says email your newsletter, and you will get that newsletter each and every day about 6:30 Eastern every single day of the week, every day of the year. So join that, you know what's going on. Now let's get into our sports break here for August 19th, and we're going to talk about some of the greatest events and greatest athletes the world has ever known. And three jersey numbers we're going to talk about today are numbers 4, 46, and number 30. Starting off in August 19th, 1911, New York Giants Christy Mathewson loses after beating the Reds 22 straight times. Finally, Cincinnati gets on the board and says, "Enough of you, Mr. Mathewson. We're going to win this game." And they did, stopping that streak. August 19th, 1917, Sunday benefit baseball game at New York's Polo Grounds resulted in John McGraw and Christy Mathewson, we just talked about, being arrested for violating the blue laws. Yes, many cities around the country had the blue laws back then where you could not work on Sundays, and they considered playing the game of baseball and getting paid for it to be work. Just ask the NFL. August 19th, 1921, Detroit Tigers. Ty Cobb is the fourth to reach the 3,000 hit mark against the Boston Red Sox, is where he did it. He's the youngest player ever in Major League Baseball history to reach 3,000 hits. August 19th, 1945, the Philadelphia Phillies number 4, Jimmy Fox, at the age of 37, pitched the first 7 innings versus the Cincinnati Reds and won. Now, that doesn't sound like such a great feat, does it? But you have to remember, the majority of his career, he played first base, third base, and catcher. He was on the other end of the battery, wasn't on the pitcher's mound, and pitched the first 7 innings against Cincinnati, getting that victory. Such a very talented player, Jimmy Fox. That's why he is a legend. That's why he is a Hall of Famer. August 19th, 1951, he may have had the smallest Major League Baseball strike zone ever. In a publicity stunt of sorts, the St. Louis Browns' Bill Veeck, who's the general manager then, sent Eddie Gaedel, a 3'7" little person, to pinch hit at bat during the game. The season was all but lost for the Browns, and Veeck had a reputation for stirring up interest in the team, even in the worst of years. As for Goodell's bat, well, he walked on just 4 pitches and became the smallest MLB player on record and had the most unique jersey number of, get this, number 1/8. August 19th, 1965, Cincinnati Reds pitcher Jim Maloney, who wore number 46 that season, threw his second no-hitter of the season, a 1-0 victory over the Chicago Cubs that day. And on August 19th, 1990, the Los Angeles Dodgers infielder Jose Offerman, number 30, stepped up to the plate for the first time in his MLB career, and what did he do? Hit a home run against the Montreal Expos. That's quite a way to start off, and Mr. Jose Offerman had quite a career himself. Well, that's what we have for August 19th in this sports break for some of the greatest events in sports history. Hope you join us each and every day for some more sports history. If you can't wait that long, go over to sportshistorynetwork.com. There are 27 different podcasters bringing you all kinds of different sports history from different eras, different sports, different genres, you know, male, female, you got it. Everything is being covered. SportsHistoryNetwork.com. thousands of hours of family-friendly entertainment. Also, you can go to pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com, this very website that sponsors the show. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.